This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Oakland Mayor Shang Tao is directing city resources to enforce homeless encampment clearing policies. Not everybody thinks her motives are pure. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Matier. And Phil, what do you think about the purity of her motives?
Well, it's political. And whenever we have political, it's a question about, is it pure or is it, you know, self-promotional? You know, homelessness in the Bay Area is a huge issue. And Mayor Shang Tao is facing a recall election. And she's trying to appear as if she's got a handle on some of the biggest problems facing her city. I mean, let's take a look at the numbers. Oakland has 1,400 encampments around the city. That's up 9% by its own count over the last couple of years. So other people are moving into the area, basically. As a matter of fact, half of Alameda County, all the county from Fremont all the way up to Berkeley's homeless are in Oakland. So she has a real problem. And what she's saying is that we've got to go out and fix it. And now that we've had the Supreme Court decision that says you don't have to guarantee someone shelter in order to tell them they can't sleep in the by a school or in a park or on the sidewalk, that's what she's saying is get out there and push it and do what you can. The reality, however, is that, you know, does she have the resources? And for example, you're not going to send workers out to clean up an encampment unless you have a police escort. And right now, they only have two cops assigned to that. So do the math. That's not going to be a big turnover. They're not going to be hitting a lot of these encampments.
Well, one of the things that she tied into this was her own personal story of homelessness. This is something we've heard before.
Yes, it is. The fact that when she first moved to Oakland, she was in dire straits and she and her son wound up sleeping in her car sometimes. Yes, that's absolutely right. But it's interesting, Margie, because that's her own personal story. And London Breed has a personal story, too, that was not homeless, but came from hard times. And they both emphasize that when they're making these type of pronouncements. You know, it was just wasn't that long ago. We've all covered it. When, let's say, former Mayor Libby Schaap or Ed Lee would announce, hey, we're going to do homeless encampment sweeps, and you would have one or two people on the supervisors or the city council decrying and saying, that's inhumane. You can't do that unless you have a place to put them. We can't. That's not what we are about. They're not hearing any of that now. We're not hearing that any of that now, either in San Francisco, Oakland, or in other Bay Area cities where these kinds of policies are coming into play. Because now the question is not whether it's humane or it's a civil rights issue. The question is, can you get it done? And that's what Mayor Shang Tao is having to face.
Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Matier. We'll be back this afternoon at 5:50.